my gosh. Todd?
We're closer than ever. We're 6 feet apart, but closer than ever.
We are. If you're listening to this episode of the Monday Mass here recorded at Mass HQ in Encinitas on June 15th, 2020 on a Monday, Todd and I are doing this in person for the first time in months.
God, you're hideous. It's like prom when they turn the lights on.
I was just about to compliment you on how much younger and handsome you look, but I'll save that for now. This is the world's greatest action sports podcast. Post quarantine round one, we'll see what happens.
What stage are we in?
I don't know.
I think we're in stage two and a half.
Yeah, we're going through some stages, a lot of different kind of stages. So, you know, with that being said, we're very excited to be back here, back together in the Airstream here in Encinitas, the Mass HQ, as we said, and we've got a great show for you. We've got Jacob, Zeke, ZK. He came by and showed us a clip.
He's a staple of the show now.
Yeah, he's kind of our top guest because he's doing rad shit. He came by and showed us a clip of his new Christ Air, mm-hmm. and you called it a sex change body varial.
It's kind of a
Body varial.
It's a body varial, but for some reason, sex change. There's the sex change part. I think goes back to like some Tony Hawk stuff.
Yeah,
back in the day.
Yeah, and he did interview Tony Hawk right before us. We're right there on the top of the list.
Yeah, when we think of top people to go to.
If you do a trick, you need to ask us.
Yeah, we're like, if you do a trick and you don't ask us, does it really exist?
Did you land it?
Right.
If you didn't ask us about it, or at least tag us on Instagram with a like a stupid face saying 540, I bet Chris would call us a 540, huh? Well, I would.
It's shtick now. It's not even, who cares?
Yeah.
It's just part of our gig.
We care.
Look, we were in
We care.
We were in the New York Times.
That's right.
Well, I was.
You were. I wasn't invited. Just like I wasn't invited to every latest pool
Someday
party.
Someday you'll be invited to those things.
Well, let's get into the show. Before we get into it, let's talk about our sponsors. Want to thank Adventure.io. That's at Adventure.io on Instagram. Get the app and let's start going on some adventures. It's time. Jacob.
We want
ZK just told us that Waco is wide open and they're having a great time out in Texas.
Go, people.
We're working on it. And I think I've just unlocked a few dates for an e-bike ride around Encinitas, California.
Okay.
In early summer. So things are happening. Get your Adventure.io app now. K2 Snowboarding, our go-to snow sponsor. We love them so much. They are based up in Seattle, which is a wild place to be right now. Seattle.
I've heard it's not as wild.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Think.
I'm saying wild in a good way. They have a zone in downtown Seattle right now that is self governed.
So is it like Christiana?
That's exactly what I was thinking. Christiana and Copenhagen.
I think maybe they want to turn it into Christiana.
I will live there. Sounds amazing. So we want to send a shout out to our friends at K2 Snowboarding for sticking with us, even though snowboarding kind of got canceled this winter. And
it's
back
on. This is do over.
So we love you, K2.
Do-over.
Thank you so much. Panic and coffee and tea. I mean, that's a no brainer.
Yeah.
There are a few things that are pandemic proof, and coffee is one of them. Especially at pandemic.
My God.
Should I edit that out?
At pandemic.
That was a Freudian slip.
It was, but whatever.
Panicking coffee and tea.
Pandemic coffee
at
and tea.
Coffee. Jesus Christ. See, it's been a while since I've actually talked to you in person.
Lips
it's weird.
Are
you're
used
weird.
For forming words.
Chemistry surfboards.
Time.
Chemistry surfboards. It's
get
summertime.
Your orders in.
What's your go-to summertime slop chemistry shape?
That would be the... Well, I really... like the beer fridge.
Okay.
But they have a new one out called the Holiday. Actually, they have a new one out. There's another high-performance twin that Jason just dropped on the chemistry website this morning. It looks insane. It's black. It's got like a gold foil chemistry logo on it.
Oh, my gosh.
I
saw
that.
Did you see that?
Amazing. That thing, I think it's a little different than the Holiday because I think the tail's a little pulled in more.
Right.
But the twinny that I have for the summer slop days is really, really fun. Although it does screw up your traditional thruster riding.
Because it's so fun.
Yeah, you got to go back and forth.
Yeah, it's hard to get off those twin fins sometimes. But you can go to @chemistrysurfboards on the Instagram and check out those boards. YouOnline.com.
YouOnline.com.
Chris Cantori, San Diego radio legend, has a new show with Jonathan Wayne Freeman. It's called Dude Stew.
Who doesn't have a show with Jonathan Wayne Freeman? That's my question.
These two guys together.
Is there anything that John Wayne Freeman hasn't touched?
I will venture to say you... Todd, me, Jonathan, Cantori,
mm-hmm.
in an actual jacuzzi together would make for an incredible dude stew.
It would be.
I'm just saying. New greens. All weekend long, I pounded new greens, not because I didn't feel good, but because I wanted to feel better than I already felt, and it worked.
If you're not on the superfood train, do you even exist?
If you're not drinking green, you're drinking brown.
You can get minted. You can try the berry flavor, whatever.
Exactly. New greens at New Greens. Nanocraft CBD, of course. In challenging times, with anxiety spiking, that's one reason to take Nanocraft CBD. But also, in Southern California, it's been 7 days straight of really fun waves in the sun, lots of paddling, very close together sets. What do you call that?
Tight interval.
Tight interval. Yeah, you did. That's what she said. With tight interval surfing, you're going to get sore arms. And I can attest to that. I've been using that Nanocraft pain stick.
I've been doing that, too.
Which was also my nickname in high school.
I thought it was mulch stick.
Pain stick.
I heard, I didn't hear. I actually experienced this. If you use the pain stick,
yeah,
right, and then you go and say you use the pain stick on maybe like your lower back because your sciatic nerve is hurting, and then you sweat, the pain stick will migrate into your Norge.
Okay.
And it will give you sting ring.
Keep your pants on.
Or don't sweat profusely after using pain stick.
No, use the pain stick and then chill for a little bit.
Or wear a diaper.
Yeah. But
Stick and chill?
I've been mainlining the gold, the daytime, the night. I love Nanocraft CBD. And they don't have to pay me to say
whatever.
This.
Whatever. I'm down.
Super 73 bikes. Todd, I noticed you got a new
update
to your bike.
I got the shock. Look at all my attachments on my bike.
We're looking out of the door of Monday Mass HQ at Todd's.
Let me describe what the Super 73 has going on. I've got the front shock. I've got pegs. I've got a surf rack. I've got a basket on the back.
A light,
stickers, cup holder.
You know what is, so I'm kind of on the same page as you with my Super 73. When I first got it, I didn't have time to even accessorize because I was so excited. I just wanted to ride it and ride it and ride it. But now I'm riding it just as much, but I'm also starting to open up to the accessorizing world of Super 73. And wait till you see what I'm working on. I'm working on the super bike, Super 73.
All right.
Stay tuned. This is the perfect time to talk about Beneath Apparel, BN3TH. I'm wearing some right now.
Hey,
Todd's wearing them.
Same Z's.
How are the boys doing downstairs?
Boys are good. Did you know that there's a small compartment for your boys?
Yeah. They live in there.
Yeah.
And did you know right now? So on Father's Day, people always ask, what do you want for Father's Day? It's next week.
It is?
Yeah, next Sunday.
What do you do for Father's Day? Okay, go ahead. Continue.
No kids. That's my treat. All I can say is there's nowhere to wear a tie to, so don't worry about that.
Mm-hmm.
Socks, they come and go. A good pair of underpants.
Change your life.
And a pair of new underpants from Beneath. Truly, truly. And yes, this is a paid endorsement, but actually it's paid in underwear.
Mm-hmm.
And so we would not talk about and sing the praises of Beneath underpants without actually putting our junk where our mouth is. I'm putting my junk where your mouth is, Todd.
Okay.
I love these underwear.
I'm not sure.
You can get them now.
The messaging they want.
Well, they can take it however they want to take it. I'm putting my junk where your mouth is because these are the best underwear there is.
Okay.
And you can get them right now. Use the code Monday when you check out. And you will get a discount. You will make your dad and your dad's balls so happy. If you want to make your dad's junk feel good, get him some Beneath Apparel underpants.
If you want to do one thing for your father this Father's Day, is cradle his balls.
Right?
In Beneath underwear.
So, kids.
Thank you.
Moms.
My work here is done.
Sisters, brothers.
Ew.
You have, if you want to treat your father to something special, Beneath Apparel. At BN3TH, use the code Monday on the website. You'll be stoked. And those are our sponsors. We love them all. And now it's time to go into the podcast. It's time to get into the Monday Mass, the world's greatest action sports podcast. Surf News is brought to you by Chemistry Surfboards. Todd, I'm going to start it off with some good it's bad. What? It's kind of bad news. It's kind of good news for some people. I think it's bad news because I love going here every year and celebrating surfing with 50,000 of my closest friends. The world's largest action sports competition and festival in the world, the Vans US Open of Surfing, has been called off. Reaction?
I like it.
You like the US Open?
But okay, let me ask you this. We've already had like 4 US Open of Surfing crowd events at Huntington since the beginning of the end of the world.
Right. So you're saying you don't think it should be canceled?
I don't even know. It should be.
You know what? So the whole thing is, right? So it's a giant event for a reason.
It'd be irresponsible to have the US Open to surf.
Having a giant gathering that is actually sponsored by a company is
irresponsible.
Irresponsible right now.
Let me ask you this.
If you're trying to gather a bunch of people in a tight space, it shouldn't be sponsored by a company.
But I will say this, though. The US Open of Surf, there's so much sand in the air when you're walking around there that I don't know how the coronavirus would survive in your lungs with all the sand that you inhale over
three days, vape smoke.
You have vape smoke and sand and those freaking porta potties. If you have to go to the bathroom, like you and I have worked that event for many times.
I've spent a lot of time in Huntington Beach porta potties.
We would drive from Encinitas every day because we don't like to stay in Huntington Beach.
And when you get there,
you go straight for the blue box. And if you get the blue box right after they empty the blue box, you are stoked.
Not bad.
But if you hit that blue box at noon, it has been baking in the sun. It's a turd sauna.
Yeah,
try
hitting it at after work at 5 a.m. or 5 p.m.
You hit the blue box at 5 p.m.
No. But the crux of this conversation is, yes,
it's a good idea.
The WSL is making the next big announcement as to what's going to happen for the rest of the year on July 1st. So this was kind of an announcement before the announcement.
Hey, so there was rumor that there would be a one-event world champion.
We
talked about this last week a little bit, but what are your thoughts, personal thoughts on that?
I think it would be fun to watch. I don't think it would validate necessarily an actual world title. They've done it in Big Wave World Tour.
Yeah.
They do it for skateboarding events.
Yeah.
But I mean, why not? I think it would be like in UFC or boxing, they have an intermittent world champ.
Right.
Intermittent.
Right.
So maybe it'd be something like that. Interim world champ.
Why would they crown a world champ? Why wouldn't they just say that you are the such and such WSL event winner and just make it be it's just like one event. Why does it have to be a world championships? Like why would you even like attach world championships instead of like the lowers? Remember how they used to have like the lowers, you know, the Hurley Pro.
Yeah.
You're the Hurley Pro champion.
Right.
Like, why do you have to attach? Why does there even have to be like a world anything attached?
They have a cup. They have a trophy. They have trophies ready.
Oh, so you're saying like they need
the trophy.
So they don't have to.
If they don't give out that trophy, they're not going to get one next year.
Right.
No, I don't know. I just want to see some form of, you know, I want to see some form of pro surfing return. I want to watch something. I want to be involved.
I do too, but I don't want it to be in Kelly's pool.
I think there will be events in Kelly's pool. They're not going to be, you know, maybe it'll be the wave pool world champion, the basin champion. I don't know what it's going to be, but I think right now is a great time to utilize those things. I wouldn't mind seeing block lowers off for the day and put on a 12 surfer event, some kind of skins thing. I don't know. There's things that you could do without crowds. The hard part would be mitigating the crowds, right? Mm-hmm. You couldn't do it in Huntington. There's just too much space.
There's the odds of Stab High happening in Texas are actually pretty good for this summer.
Really? I did not know because I've never been invited.
Oh.
You remember that?
Yeah.
So you tell me what's up with Stab High.
I don't know. I heard the odds are pretty good.
All I know right now is, Todd, you and I, and I'm not saying we don't surf well enough to deserve or warrant invites to these all-star jam sessions, but what we do and what we have been doing forever is celebrating and shouting our love for wave pools from the mountaintops.
What we do is we critique other people doing shit.
I know, but that's why we should be invited to some of these things. The Palm Springs Surfing Club has been, I mean, they've been having raging pool parties. The Snap Four pool party was amazing.
We'll get there. That one I think is pretty easy.
What? If it's easy, then my brother surfed it.
I know. See?
It's very fast. And now I'm seeing lefts there.
But there's a, wait. You saw left?
Yeah.
When did they
Kalani
start
Rob
the left?
Kalani Rob is an amazing goofy-footed surfer, okay. Of course he's going to get away.
I'm going to toot Kalani's horn.
Toot him up.
Toot, toot. Okay, I'm it's no, what am I trying to say here? No mystery that I'm a big fan of Beefs TV.
Okay.
Okay. Love Beefs TV.
Yeah.
Can't get enough
No beef TV. With Beefs.
No beefs with Beefs.
You love beef.
Kalani is such a, like, talented, like, stand-up bodyboarder. It's ridiculous how good he is.
He's really good.
He's really good.
He's like the modern day Danny Kim or Chris Taloa. Those are the pioneers of stand-up bodyboarding, and Kalani's just right
and,
there with
but
them.
Then you forget like how freaking good. Like Kalani's got one of my favorite styles of all time on a surfboard.
Okay.
And he's just becoming erect right
Ninja-esque.
Now.
Ninja-esque.
Yeah. And it's not only the fact that he's like really good in the water, but it's like all his bullshit that he does out of the water makes it, and like just all of his antics in the water, like a spastic little kid, or like that's my favorite.
He's got an infectious giggle,
right?
That we love.
He is like the herpes of surfing.
What do you mean by that?
I mean he's infectious,
right? But in a good way.
And he will touch everyone eventually.
And
let,
you know,
let's talk
about the
not in those terms.
The evolution of Shane Magnuson, who is the current wave wizard at the Palm Springs Surfing Club, literally working tirelessly making wedges for people to ride. And we're not just puffing these dudes up because we want to surf the Palm Springs Surf Club, which we do and are, but they deserve it.
Well, we're doing like a pretty good verbal filleting of these guys to get there.
All right.
Right?
Which in the time of social distancing is the only filleting of,
guys. We want to come surf the wave pool. I know that there's, you know, you get all your bros, but who are your real bros?
Right.
Your real bros are the ones you barely talk to.
Yeah. The guys that only start hitting you up after you have your own.
Those are
pool.
Your real true friends.
I hit Shane up between his time at BSR and Palm Springs. I hit him up as a friend.
Oh.
So I'm the Johnny come lately shred your pool. Let me come in. Guy.
Knock, knock. Who's
Hello?
There? It's me. Can I serve?
The Palm Springs Surfing Club has had some amazing sessions. And BSR is kind of in the midst of a relaunch, not just due to the COVID deal, but they are making new waves. And supposedly, we don't know anything, but supposedly there's talks of some rad stuff happening out there. You talked about Stab High. So hopefully that stuff will all happen. And with that, we have Jacob, Zeke, Zeke, who came by right before we started recording and showed us two insane airs that he just did at Waco a couple weeks ago. Do you prefer to call it BSR or Waco?
I call it Waco.
I kind of call it whatever comes to my mind as I'm about to talk about it. Well, here it is. This is us reacting to two airs of Zeke's from a minute ago. Well, this is exciting here at Monday Mass, again, in person for the first time in a long time, and Jacob Zeke just brought
this
by
is the
his
first
new
time
clip.
I actually had someone bring by actual media.
Brought by a clip.
Right.
Yeah, this is great. Okay, so this is from BSR a week or two ago.
Hit play,
here we go. All right, Todd, describe what you're seeing here.
Whoa, you've had only one body part holding on to the surfboard. We have a full Christ air, and then a sex change body varial.
Sex change body varial. You want to say it again? Here we go again. This is something you have to watch a few times to really.
That is
legit.
Bonkers.
So,
how do you freaking get the thing from flying away from you?
You know what I love about both of these clips is I am not a fan of the Superman, but the fact that both of these are fully extended.
That was an extension. That was.
Right, this is for people who want to see,
like it looks like
skateboarding
that's a
on a surfboard.
Like that's like I thought that was a bail.
You know what's? I feel like the hardest part of that. I mean, Jake would know this 10 times better. The hardest part of that is the wideness of the surfboard, the width of the board, and being able to throw that thing back under your feet with only one hand on the rail. Let's watch this 8 more times because I can't get enough of it.
It kind of looks like you could seriously put the fins up your butt super easily.
Definitely.
Wow.
And the that was a very subtle, hands down, kind of skate style roll away. And
wow,
I guess the question. So both of these airs to me are among the best airs I've ever seen in Waco at BSR. I'll put that out there right immediately.
And they're big too.
Yeah, they're big. You know that again. That right there.
Monster.
So the bottom. Look at the bottom of his feet where Christ would have been. Had his feet nailed to the cross. That would have been, you know, if you look at it, he's at least 6 feet up. So it's actually proper to crucifixion.
Where do you go from here? Do you do like a, do you do a heel clicker? Like what? Now what?
You know, I think, okay, so now that this trick has been done, so now let's figure out what could be done better.
Ooh.
Because that's what progression is, right? Doing something, pulling it, however many tries it took, and now, okay, clean this thing up. It's legit as proper as I've ever seen this air done. So, in looking at that,
no double grab.
Well, the Christ air first, I would say. Christ air first, I would say. Christian Hosoi would want to see is full straight extension on the legs.
Yeah, you got to really like, Christ really it out. You really got to like nail it. Whoa, that's,
maybe buy maybe
nail
buy,
it. Maybe nail it's not a
nail
good
it's not
analogy.
A good word.
Wow.
Maybe buy a cross with the sculpture, you know, that we've seen time and time again and really try to emulate the full straight legs, straight arms, right? If you're looking at just if you want this thing to be perfect. So that's how you could perfect the Christ air. Now let's talk about this sex change body varial. You know, okay, so there's two things. I'm not a fan of Superman, not a fan of double grabs, but in this case, both of those things work for this air, in my opinion.
I don't know how you would do it without.
Well, let's see where his hands are. So look, it's just a very subtle double grab, and I think that was more of just muscle memory than kind of needed.
Kind of a truck driver switch stance.
I don't mind the double grab, but obviously if it's a single grab, then you have the possibility of switching your grabs up, and you could basically make three tricks out of one right there.
That would be sick. Yeah. If you just did a one grab, went up indie and turned it into a method.
And so let's say this air was done in competition, Todd. You were at the first stab high at BSR.
Let's break this down. We get the front side Christ air.
Okay.
Okay, Mason posed one. And it was like everyone freaked out when he posed it, but he didn't really come close to landing it. It was
right.
More like a full pose. That was a straight stomp out. So major pointage there. And then as far as like the front side sex change body varial, I think, you know, these are like it's subtle, but it's super hard.
Yeah. And these we'll show you. We have permission to show these clips. Yes, we will show you these clips. So in my estimation, I'm putting these two, and I'm not just saying this because Jacob's standing right here filming this. In my estimation, I'm putting these two airs up there with Ian Crane's Stale Back 5.
Which just happened like today?
No, that was...
He just posted another
No,
clip.
Yeah, there's a crazy one.
There's a crazy one
this morning.
See? These clips are coming in so hot that I can't even keep up. Mm-hmm. I'm putting it up there with Ian Crane's air. I'll put it up there with Kevin's flip.
Yeah.
I'll put it up there with Curran Capel's, the backside bone out.
Mm-hmm.
So there's my top five airs ever done at Waco, at BSR. Now Jake has two of them. Two in the top five.
Yeah. How's that sound?
There you go. It's that simple.
Thanks, boys.
Thanks for bringing your clip. Hey, if you want to bring your clip by, it better be good.
Yeah, it's our new segment called Bring Your Clip By.
Bring Your Clip By. On the Monday Mass.
Monday Mass, diss your clips.
All right, and this clip is posted right now on both of our Instagrams and Twitters. Yeah.
Send it.
And there you have it. That was us reacting to a couple airs that were next level from Jacob Zeke ZK.
He's a
friend of the pod, a friend of the mass.
He's pushing things.
Yeah.
And that's, I mean,
he's a really good skateboarder.
Yep.
And it's translating to how he surfs.
That's good to see.
I love to see it. And if, depending on when you listen to this, it's going to be on our socials any minute, if not already.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
I feel like people have seen it, though. I think
everybody's seen everything.
Yeah.
It's all been seen. But I like seeing it again for my own eyes. So let's get right back into it.
All right.
Again, We want to come surf your wave pool. Hi. I noticed a little flare-up, a little strange battle happening. Stab posted a story about a mysterious Mississippi point break, M-A-S-S-I-S-S-I-P-P-I point. They posted it. They kind of, they didn't geotag it, but they basically said where it was.
Mm-hmm.
And then there was a flare-up, and then Kelly Slater got involved, and it's this whole thing about naming surf spots, which used to be a no-no. But in this case, this is a total rarity, a novelty. Todd, do you think it's okay to out, to dox surf spots to the public when they're, quote-unquote, secret spots?
No.
Even if they only break one or two times a year?
No.
No what?
No, don't do that.
Don't show them and tell them where it
is? I don't think so. I think, like, you know, this, there's not, if, especially if it's a novelty spot.
Yeah.
And it only breaks once or twice a year, and you and your pals were, you know, you're probably the only people that know what the conditions are to create that surf spot. Like, why would you broadcast it anyways?
You know what? I mean, my whole time at Transworld, we did, you know, spot reports, and we would say, okay, Papua New Guinea, you know, like a destination, right? Mm-hmm. And we would tell people about the waves there. We wouldn't draw them maps to the spots, but those are really the only instances where we would out spot names. We had tons of secret spots in the magazine, never said the name.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of them, we didn't even say the island or where they were. To me, in this case, so the difference here is they had the locals that discovered the spot, that surfed that spot on the 2 to 3 times a year it breaks, who wrote the story, who shot the photos, they gave it to Stab with permission to do it. But
okay,
there's other people that surf there, and I think that the, you know, they did go into a little bit of detail describing where this place was.
But here's the deal: like, this is the, my, I guess it comes with like a little asterisk. Like, if this spot really only breaks twice a year, 3 times a year, under the perfect conditions of tide slash wind slash swell, odds of you being there to take advantage of that are pretty freaking slim. And if that spot's breaking, there's probably other spots that are breaking too.
Yeah, it needs the exact swell. You need a boat. You need the perfect winds. I don't know.
I mean, there's definitely, I mean, look at the Great Lakes.
Yeah.
Like, you, they're
great.
They're great. And they're also, you know, they're also kind of like, they were secret spots for a long time.
Yeah.
And there's probably still a lot of secret spots, but it seems like people love that stuff, and I love watching people going and surfing weird waves.
It's like almost like novelty. It's almost like novelty waves are open for business.
Like weird wedges and shit that just like, like, I don't know. I guess if you're the local, you know, blowing up your own spot.
If you don't want Dylan Graves to put your wave on the internet, don't invite him.
True. Do they invite Dylan Graves out?
Yeah, well, if you invite Dylan Graves to your spot to surf, it's going to be
waxed
on the internet.
Yeah, I don't know. It's
no map is going to be drawn.
No,
I think, I mean, it's interesting because with Surfline and Surfer magazine, I mean, every magazine now basically discloses where they're at more often than not. But I like a little bit of mystery. In this case, I'm not affected. I'd love to go surf that left point break in Mississippi.
Oh, it's a left.
Yeah.
I haven't seen it. I'll go check out Stab and see what's going on there.
You should go. You know, it's this is kind of like a fun thing to argue about. With all the heavy things to argue about, this is a fun thing to argue
about. Chris, can I throw, in the middle of our surf news, I think we should pay attention to this, because we had a friend of mine drop off a great new product. Maybe they will come on as a sponsor of the show. I'm going to give them a little love here. Do you know that traditional hangers fuck up your wetsuits?
I did not know that.
Did you know, like, because your shoulders blow out in your wetsuits.
Right.
Okay. Like, if you use a traditional hanger, you're...
Because the fold is too much or something?
Yeah, and it's like, it'll just puts too much stress, because when your suit's wet and it's hanging on the hanger, it stretches out your shoulder. So one of my buddies I surf with has come up with a new hanger, and they're called Suit Savers, and I think they can handle a boatload of weight on these things. And they don't mess up your wetsuit. They come in like cool colors.
I'll put it on Instagram.
But like,
we've got homework for people.
You can use. You can put your waders on here. They're good for like heavy snowboard pants. And
okay,
it's kind of like this weird category that I never even thought about.
I like it. Anything that makes my life easier and makes my gear last longer,
right?
I'm with. I have some as well. I'm going to try those out this week.
Suit Savers. And they are coming at you right out of. This is from Leucadia, California.
Oh, that's about a minute away.
That's Lou. They're in the Lou. LucadiaSurfDesign.com. Check it out. Anyway, now that that's in there.
Sharks are back.
Check it out, Chris. I was in the water the other day over at my spot. I'm not going to out it.
Shark Park Junior.
Shark Park Junior. But
it's close to where those suit savers are made.
I was in the water, and we saw the jet ski guy go by, and he went up the beach a bit, up north, and was doing all kinds of circles and all kinds of laps. And then I got out of the water, and then I get out, and I see the sign on the beach that says, you know,
shark sighting.
Tiburon, you know, Alto.
Yeah.
And next thing you know, I'm talking to somebody, and I watch the guy on the jet ski start circling right in front of the spot that I surf, like right in front.
Yeah.
And apparently, homeboy the shark, like 6 to 8 footer, great white, juvenile great white, is on the inside of the surfers. They asked everyone if they wanted to get out of the water. A lot of people didn't get out of the water. But yes, there are sharks back.
I have been in and out and in the water with shark sightings.
Mm-hmm.
They're becoming more common.
We saw a great white breach last year, like probably 100 yards out from us. Now, granted, I surfed the beach where Keen got bit.
Okay, yeah, a couple years ago. He was diving.
Right, so you can't say that it doesn't happen here anymore because it happens.
It happened twice in our zone.
But we saw a great white breach full blast out of the water, you know, Free Willy style, and splash down. We all looked at each other like, did you just see that? And no one got out of the water.
Right.
So, I mean, it is.
I think if they're breaching, they're just playing.
Yeah.
I don't want to see that. this is interesting. This is an interesting one. This is topical. And this was
all right,
wild.
So we're done with the sharks now?
Yeah, they're
okay,
back.
Well, it's, I mean, all right, yeah,
you know,
sharks
whatever.
Back.
They're not going anywhere.
Not in the wave pools.
True. But we don't get invited to those, so how would we know?
Sharks hate Palm Springs.
Tom Curran was cited in the news or in our surf world.
Sphere?
When we opened up, every Monday, first thing, we send out a little thing on our socials saying, send us your questions for the Monday Mass mm-hmm. today. A couple people commented, what's up with Tom Curran and Trump? And I thought, regardless of, we try not to get into politics here because, you know, there's yeah. enough of that happening right mm-hmm. now. But it was almost going to be a heartbreaker, in my personal belief, if Tom Curran was on that side. But then I read his post. So this was a post that Tom Curran put on Instagram. I'm going to first throw it over to you. I'm going to read it. You tell me, you give me your reaction.
All right.
Dear Mr. Trump, I know you're a very busy man. My letter may not ever get to you. Us in our community are praying for you and the many challenges you are facing daily, praying for you to overcome division with your talent as an administrator. I believe you can redeem our faith in this nation, but you better make it fast. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change is going to come. A very sad song. Will change come now? America, even with the horrors of our distant recent and daily past, it's still hashtag America the Beautiful, not a country of haters. So what does that letter, what does that statement say to you?
First of all, I picture him roller skating around proofreading it. You know what I mean?
Proofreading it on roller skates?
Yeah, because he likes to roller skate
around. Right.
Anyway, I think it just is like, please, you sit in the biggest chair. Please be an adult in the room.
Right.
You know, I don't really see anything as in like a backing or not backing. It's just begging the people in charge to please act like adults.
Yeah, I was concerned, and then I read it and I see his point here, and I actually really like it because it's really easy just to go fuck you, Trump, or you know, fuck the government, whatever, right? It's easy to do that. But the way he worded it here, like, you know, I don't pray personally. I'm not a religious person, but Tom Curran is. And I like that he's kind of taking it in a positive direction. You know, I am on the other side. I'm angry.
Mm-hmm.
But I can appreciate what Tom Curran is doing here. I love the guy. I weirdly am like friends with him now, which my childhood self
would he get on the show?
Yeah.
I think we would have some clout.
For sure.
Tom Curran on the fucking Monday Mass? You kidding me?
He's not an easy person to interview.
But you've been holding
I will tell you that.
Well, do we have to talk to him about surfing?
He would probably like to talk about music,
Could we could put him in nerd news.
Put him in nerd news. Wow. Hey, Tom Curran's always welcome on the show.
Okay, I mean, if you've been holding on to that card for a while now, and now I'm just learning about
Tom
Curran.
I'm also friends with Jerry Lopez. I don't know if I've told you that. Surfline and Tony Hawk.
Oh.
Did you know that?
Yeah, I do that one.
Surfline has just teamed up with Magic Seaweed.
Oh, I thought you were going to say an accurate forecaster.
No, I don't. That doesn't bother me.
What? The inaccuracy of their forecast?
I was on Surfline. Okay. And I watched a really fun, cool trailer called Live to See. And this is a movie that focuses on the slabs and the open ocean awesomeness of Sweden.
Oh.
There are waves in Sweden. And
you know, my Swedish friends have said that.
They look good. It does not look easy to surf.
You might be blowing up a spot.
Well, there's a movie about it.
Oh.
And it says in the title, A Swedish Surf Adventure or something.
Blown.
Like that. It's. I think it is along the lines of novelty in watching it. They're definitely novelty slabs. It's probably like the Mississippi wave where three or four times a year it gets good.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, hood, gloves, booties, 5'4" wetsuit, boats, wind, snow, rain, sleet, freezing cold, etc. You better know the guys that are that live there if you want to surf there. Or have a lot of time and patience because you will not score in Sweden unless you know. But Live to See it looks like a really cool, interesting film. I'm definitely going to watch it. That's it. We have a friend in Sweden. That's the crux of that.
That's right.
He was on a couple weeks ago. The Switchfoot Bro-Am, which is a massive event here in Encinitas, California, that raises a ton of money.
Let me guess.
Wait, for charities. This says, I mean, there are close to $2 million raised for charities that help at-risk youth, homeless youth. They help feed people in need. These guys, again, let me say it again. They've almost eclipsed the $2 million mark in fundraising. And this year, the Switchfoot Bro-Am cannot go down at Moonlight Beach, as always.
Mm-hmm.
So, on Saturday, June 27th, Switchfoot, Need to Breathe, Judah and the Lion, Colony House, and the new Respects are going live. And
like a benefit concert live?
Yeah, benefit concert live. I'm going to host it with Drew Shirley of the band Switchfoot. And it'll be a way that you can get the vibe and the good feeling of being at the Switchfoot Bro-Am in the comfort and safety of your own home. You can send donations. So we're going to try to raise as much money as possible. Go to Bro-Am, BROAM.org. For more information, it's going to be awesome.
Very cool.
A couple quick things. Pat Kadaskis has a new edit out.
Saw it.
You like it?
Yeah.
So good.
A lot.
I think he is very underrated. He's so gnarly.
He's probably one of the best people I've seen foam climb.
He is the best. Him and Kelly Slater.
Foam climb champions.
Yeah. Andy Irons used to have a pretty mean foam climb, but wow.
Isn't that an astute?
Yeah.
Weird.
Oh, my God.
It's a very good observation, but I do think that he has an incredible knack for knowing how to go straight vertical up just whitewash.
Yeah.
It's very cool.
So good. So watch that edit. Also, Jaleesa Vincent has a part that just dropped on, I think it's on Stab. It's all over the internet. It's from the Rage, you know, the Rage Traction trip, Creed McTaggart and that crew.
Okay.
Jaleesa Vincent she reminds me of, you know, the girls in the Van skate video we talked about a bunch,
mm-hmm.
Credits.
Mm-hmm.
She and Jaleesa is the one that was hanging with
Nora and Laura Enneberg.
Yeah. So I didn't really know who she was when I watched those gals together having fun, but now I'm a huge, now after seeing a couple video parts of her and from what I've heard, like her as a person, I love Jaleesa Vincent. You got to watch the Rage outtakes. She's awesome. World Surf Weekly is a show I host for the WSL.
What's up this week? I thought you had the Momentum guys on, huh?
I had the Modern Collective guys on.
You did have the Momentum guys on.
I had the Momentum guys on a little while back. This is just me advertising my whatever. Other stuff.
Something to talk about.
There you go. That was surf news. You got anything else?
No, but I think that we should transition into snow news.
Okay.
Straight away.
All right.
Because it might be a long one.
Well, Skate News is going to be a long one. Let's try to do Skate News tight.
Okay.
This is Skate News. These are things we love. First off, we both can agree, and I think the whole world can agree, if you've seen it, the recently released Love Letters to Skateboarding, hosted by the late, great Jeff Grosso, deals with LGBTQ skate community issues, and it is...
It's freaking awesome.
Amazing.
Dude.
I mean, this is must see TV.
I think so. And it's like, you know, growing up, this is my point of view.
Right.
I grew up in a time and a place where homophobic slurs were like a norm. Homophobic slurs were a norm.
I just want to clear that up.
Guilty as anybody else in saying some inappropriate shit as a youth. But I've matured. And I'm a different person. And my life now is all about inclusivity.
Yeah.
And I think it's
absolutely
the fucking raddest thing. Skateboarding is the giant melting pot on this planet. I can't think of another sport really that has such an embracing of cultural diversity from skin color to background to friggin' what your sexual preference is to what your, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
It's such an open canvas for people to throw down on. It's amazing. I honestly think that this is kind of must watch skateboarding media right now.
I showed this to my kids. I sat them down and made them focus and watch it. I've sent it on my freaking Instagram 20 times. I've messaged Buddy and the crew that makes Love Letters. I sent messages to Alyssa Steamer. Yeah, she's
just
awesome. Saying,
it's like,
I love this. We need this.
Yeah.
I'm going to play a snippet of it.
Okay.
So let me set this up. This is about midway through you got to watch the whole episode, but this is a part of the new Love Letters to Skateboarding that really struck a chord with me. Starts off with Brian Anderson talking about some of his experiences. Then it goes to Grosso and Alyssa Steamer with kind of some, you know, reaction or answers to some questions. So here's a snippet of the new Love Letters to Skateboarding LGBTQ episode. It's incredible. Here's a quick little hit.
I mean, I've never even said it this way, but oftentimes the people that would say homophobic stuff in the van, usually they're kind of a wuss, you know? So I would just sort of laugh. This idiot who's saying faggot left and right and all this homophobic stuff. I dare him to go try half the stuff in my video part, you know?
I mean, whatever, I've been guilty of it. I grew up in a time where, I mean, I don't know how many times, you know, don't be a pussy. Oh, you know, you're just being a fag. You're just being a fag because you didn't make it.
Yeah.
You know, you belled that leaner again. I was taught that at a very, very young age. And I spoke that way for years. And I can't even imagine what that must feel like to somebody who, you know, who's overhearing.
Absolutely.
And like viewing from the sidelines, you know.
But you can imagine it.
Oh, well,
if you let yourself.
Well, yeah.
You know, that's what we need to do, is instead of saying, I can't imagine that, say like, oh, let me take a minute to imagine that.
Don't be a dick.
I think that is one of the most important things about being an ally, is showing future allies that it is not... It's not a complicated equation.
Right.
So that was just a quick little snippet of truly, I mean, this is a game changer, and this could be a life changer for a lot of people out there with questions and concerns and or fear of coming out, you know, as a skateboarder or a human being. So Big props to the crew behind Love Letters to Vans for putting that out, and of course to Jeff Grosso. I mean, what the best part about it too is from Jeff Grosso, is that usually he's the one talking throughout the whole episode. Mm-hmm. In this episode, he's listening. And it just shows you what type of person that Jeff was, and love him for that. More good news. Tommy Sandoval just dropped a mini documentary on trans world skateboarding, and it's called On the Other Side. It follows Tommy's career ups and downs with Zero and Fallen, his work ethic, his path to sobriety, and you know, now that he's looking at it kind of from a wider angle because he's kind of getting older and he's mm-hmm. seeing his whole career. It's a very cool documentary. Tommy Sandoval, aka Tommy Guns, just the beast, an ultimate skate beast, and you know, he's a father now, sober, and it's really a really good watch. Highly recommended.
Speaking of Zero, did you see that Zero clip this weekend? The kickflip to frontside grab to yes. John Thomas.
Yes. Like, oh my god. Who was that?
I forget, dude. I'll look at my
pull it up because it's totally worth
so
seeing.
Good. So good.
At that Rincon stair thing.
It's crazy.
All right. While you pull it up, yeah. I'm going to give shout outs to two incredible collabs. First of all, Austin, Texas and No Comply Skate Shop teamed up with Daniel Johnston, the iconic indie rock god.
Chris
Weimer.
It's
at Chris Weimer on Instagram.
Dude,
watch
kick
it.
Kickflip, grab, Tuckney. Pull, like John Thomas pulled Tuckney.
Love
so
it.
So good. Oh my God.
It's on Zero Skateboards Instagram as well. So No Comply Skate Shop in Austin teamed up with Daniel Johnston, the iconic indie rock singer-songwriter, for a really cool collab shoe or set of shoes, I should say. Vans has also teamed up with National Geographic for an insane collab.
Wait, who did?
Vans.
Oh, whoa.
And Nat Geo. They have a new collab out. I think it's a capsule collection with six or eight pieces. There's a black high top with the iconic yellow box on the side. Amazing. Also, Lurkville Skateboards has teamed up with Dowd Records to collab with a band called The Cry. You know who The Cry is?
Cry is free.
No, you know who The Cry is?
Cry costs money now?
No.
No, who's Cry?
The Cry.
Who's that?
If you've watched any skate videos ever. You'll know.
That sounds like Morrissey. That's not the Smiths?
No. This is The Cry, and that song has been in some iconic
skate
videos. I don't
remember that, but can we please address like what they're like trying to be like a Smiths?
No, The Cry is like an OG kind of indie rock, emo band.
I know, dude. That sounds an awful lot like the Smiths.
Dude, you're blowing it right now.
Cry is free.
It's a short-lived 80s band, and they've been in many skate videos.
Okay.
They're awesome. Right. And they have new music out, and they've teamed up with Lurkville, so there you go.
I like Black Flag.
Lastly, in skate news, there are peaceful skate protests popping all over the world.
Very cool.
As Go Skateboarding Day, thankfully, gladly, has been co-opted by the BLM movement, by, you know, the peaceful protests for equal and human rights and anti-violence. And, you know, I love it because if you've ever seen a group of, let's say, even 12 or more mm-hmm. skateboarders pushing down the street, it's something to behold.
Mm-hmm.
So in the next week, you're
500 people.
Yeah.
In
the next week, you're going to see in some really cool images in San Diego. It's called Rolling for Rights. That's going to be on June 20th. On the 21st, Encinitas at Poods Park, our local park, there's mm-hmm. going to be a skate from Poods to City Hall. In San Francisco on Friday.
Oh, they're
going to
go right in front of my house, guaranteed.
Oh, yeah. On the 19th, Friday, June 19th, Kicking for Freedom in San Francisco. Push for Justice in Louisville on June 21st. And there's a bunch more. It's on the Transworld Skate site right now. Get involved. I'm going to do it. I'm doing both of them in San Diego. It's going to be super. I'm excited about it. It'll be cool.
Hey, let me ask you this. This is kind of a controversial topic.
Okay.
Have you been paying attention to the Wrecking Ball Stevie Williams beef that's been going back and forth?
I have, yeah.
What do you think, man?
If
you haven't, okay, this is for ladies and gentlemen, if you haven't really been paying attention, you kind of have to do the research here because we're not.
It goes so deep.
It's pretty deep, but there's There's a bit of a beef between Stevie Williams and Weck as far as like...
And Weck and Supreme.
And Weck and Supreme. It's a bit of a racial call out, but there's very gray areas in it on both sides.
Yeah.
I don't mean that in any like there's very fine people.
I know.
On both sides.
I know.
It's very
mean.
Gross on both sides. Yeah. So it's,
I don't know Stevie Williams. I barely know Weck, just through DMing.
I'm looking at like a 10,000 foot view of this thing.
Yeah.
Like watching the back and forth, and it just seems like a really weird time to be doing this.
Yeah.
Well, maybe not though. Maybe this is the time to be doing this. But it's. I don't know.
The Supreme thing, so Weck called out Supreme. Supreme is funded or partially owned by a company that also has a wing that makes the tear gas that has been used against mm-hmm. American people, mm-hmm. which is heavy. And that disappeared pretty quickly. Again, you know, that opens up a whole other thing. Like, who knows who owns all these companies? When I see companies who donate to certain things that I don't agree with, you kind of have to step back and think, okay, well, were they forced, you know, because I think a lot of big corporations, you almost are forced to donate to certain political parties if you want to do business.
Right,
I'm not defending it. If you make weapons that are used against American people,
that's it. It's just like,
I can't even talk about it that much because it's not in my lane. But, I don't know enough about it.
But maybe it's weird to talk about, and there's just been so much.
It's uncomfortable.
It's uncomfortable. Maybe these are like, you know,
but
as
we need
everyone's
to walk
saying,
through
we
it.
We need to slog through it. Which brings us to snow news.
Wait.
What? Is there one more
Let
thing?
Me just end it one
okay.
one more good note
okay.
on skateboarding. Go to a skate protest near you if you're down for it. And on July 28th, while from now, Skater XL is coming to PS4. And
Tony Hawk's
has a
new game.
My friend is
Well, it's a remake.
It's a remix. It's called Tony Hawk Pro Skater Land.
I don't know.
Something.
But anyway, it's.
If you go to Tony Hawk's Instagram, which you all probably are on.
It's the same old engine, but upgraded.
Let's go.
For PS4, Xbox One, and I believe PS5, which we will talk about
in
the
news. Snow News is brought to you by K2 Snowboarding. And before we get into the controversy, Sven Thorgren landed the first ever triple Michael Chuck on a hip.
Very
what
cool.
does that mean?
It means he did an off-axis backside. Well, I guess it's like a backside 540, but instead of rotating by driving your front arm down, you drive your arm kind of parallel like a throwing star.
Oh, you totally cleared it up for me. Thank you.
It's basically it's a flat spin, like if you were to throw a frisbee.
Okay.
You know?
Oh yeah, now I get it.
Kind of.
I get it. Totally get it.
Don't get it.
Did I articulate that?
It's hard. Is it hard?
It's
is
hard.
It a hard trick?
It's hard. And to do three of them, it's way hard.
Okay. Okay.
But congratulations.
Congrats.
Sven.
If you want a big serving, a heaping spoonful, or should I say do-full of surf news.
I was going to say
check out the Dew Tour Big Snow Show hosted by Chris Cote and Todd Richards. It's kind of like the Monday Mass, but
it is.
All
it's
about
weird. There's a lot of really similar. It's almost like someone saw this and thought this
and
is
they
a great
love
idea,
it.
And they liked it, and they wanted to use it somewhere else.
All right, now let's talk about the controversy happening in the world of snowboarding. Oh,
oh
man, with some of our favorites,
so
some of the goats of the sport.
Weird. So, Chris and I kind of went back and forth on how to even approach this because I think it's icky, and it's weird, but there's been a whole bunch of talk and motion in the last 2 weeks about one of the greatest of all time, Nicholas Mueller.
Okay. One of my favorites.
One
of
all
my
time. Favorites as well. And I guess I'd invite everyone out there to do your homework as you do.
I don't know anything about, I know very little about this, by
okay.
the way.
Anyway, so like you draw your own conclusion.
Okay.
But there have been some remarks that have been posted by Nicholas on social media about that are of some very unpopular views.
Conspiracy theory stuff.
Conspiracy stuff and just really bad timed, seems like it's not very informed views on things. And then, okay, that by itself is one thing. You can have other views than other people. It doesn't matter. Like that is the freedom of expression
right.
of everyone. Now, what we're going to talk about is when is it so bad that companies begin to back away from you? So,
drop you.
So right.
More than back away.
Back away
drop
and
your
drop
ass.
You. So in Nicholas's case, he posted some very unconventional views on things that are going down. A lot of it is based on what I would call tinfoil hat culture.
Right.
So, which, if you have these views, whatever, you know, but when you get into arguments with people on social media, not on your own social media account, but on your sponsor's social media accounts,
right,
and you double down and you triple down, and you maybe say that people should kill themselves if they don't follow what your line of thought or...
Okay, he was saying shit like that in comments on other people's...
On other...
Including his sponsors?
Including his sponsors. That's not really on his own, because he wasn't really posting it on his own.
When I heard about this, I went to his Instagram and
there's
didn't see
nothing there.
Much.
In his story, his story's kind of laid out, like as far as like what his thoughts and what his opinions are.
Yeah.
Now, like I said, I don't have a problem with you thinking one thing one way or another. But when you really, really triple down and you say some shit that just is so left field and quite frankly dangerous in this time of our lives, and then it becomes racial, and then it, you know, during the time of Black Lives Matters and when we're trying to unify things, if you're taking a hard
right,
no pun intended, a hard right during these times of unity, you're crazy if you don't think that you're going to get called out.
From what I gather, it sounds like the rantings of a lunatic, and it's sad because he is so beloved for his writing, which I guess can bring us to a conversation that has been happening for years now, right, with the Michael Jacksons of the world, where
right.
Can you separate the artists from... or the art from the artist.
And that's where I wanted to get at with this conversation. I don't want to go into like whether or not
right or
you
wrong,
know Nico
yeah.
is right or wrong and what my opinion. You guys can form your own opinions by doing the homework. But what we want to talk about is, you know, when as a brand,
yeah,
where do you like how far do you get pushed? Like, cuz Michael Jackson's a perfect analogy of it.
Yeah.
Like, can you
R. Kelly?
Yeah, we've listened. Can I guilt free listen to Michael Jackson? Knowing,
well, I mean, if you go back in time, right? This might come out of left field, but Salvador Dali, right?
Mm-hmm.
The movement of that Salvador Dali was a part of was, in many people's opinion, all about degrading women.
Mm-hmm.
Does that mean you have to hate all of Salvador Dali's art? Do you have to hate R. Kelly songs because of the monstrous shit that he did? I am under the impression that you can separate the art from the artist.
I don't know. I think that you need to be really informed about what happened. It's really hard for me to sit here and like, you know, like Michael Vick and the dogs. Like, can you separate Michael Vick and
killing dogs for fun
from him as an athlete? And should you? The question is should you separate the art from the, you know,
and bringing it back to
the athlete,
Nicholas Mueller,
right?
Can you watch and be inspired by his incredible writing and ignore the crazy shit he was saying?
Well, I don't, for me, no. There's an asterisk now.
You're done with them.
There's a permanently an asterisk. I think there's a time and a place. Like, he's got to be surrounded by enough people that are like, whoa, dude, you need to read the room a little bit. And this, you know, you've got these views. They're not very popular views right now. You shouldn't be going on our site or our social media and berating people and starting shit with people and think that you're going to have a positive outcome.
Yeah.
And it,
it's a fall from grace. It's untimely. The rants. And again, I'm not that informed. I haven't read this stuff, But from what I gather, these are rants that did not need to be ranted on, especially in someone. If you look it through the lens of, you know, let's say my Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
If you come onto my Instagram and start with that shit, I'm just going to delete the comment.
Right.
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 And I'm not going to be stoked. This is my Instagram. And if you don't like what I'm saying on my Instagram, you don't have to follow me.
Exactly.
But if you go on to people, if I went on to the WSL Instagram and started saying crazy shit, I would get fired. And I don't think my views are crazy. I think, you know, but, you know, again, I've posted stuff and taken it down.
Sure.
Because I'm like, you know what? I did that as a knee-jerk reaction. It's not very becoming.
This was so beyond knee-jerk. It was like I said, it's the doubling down, the tripling down, the quadrupling down of, and the engagement, like engagement over and over and over. And we all know that engaging with people, you open yourself up to a lot of criticism.
Yeah.
And you put a target on your back. But I think ultimately the brands did what they had to do.
Yeah. And we're not, I mean, this is news. We're not like.
No, this is news. 32. Yeah. Drop Nicholas Mueller.
Yeah.
And, you know, Nixon took Nicholas Mueller off their website. I don't know what Mervin Manufacturing's stance is.
We're in the thick of it right now.
We are in the middle of it. We're in the middle of it. But I can say this is like the time for the tolerance of bullshit, like anti-Semitic. And homophobic slurs like this, it's time's up, man. Like this is, if we're gonna fix this fucking planet right now, we don't have time for this shit anymore.
Yeah. And I think this, I've had this conversation in the past couple, you know, I almost, and racism is never cute, right? That's a word that you do not mix with racism. But when you have a grandma, a mom, an older neighbor or whatever, that in the past, oh, my grandma,
I'll be the first to
say like, some racist shit.
Growing up,
call people out on that shit.
And it's like, I have a problem too, because with myself, like when I was younger, and just like I said before, when we were talking about the love letters, it's like you say shit, but you grow and you realize that you're a fucking idiot.
Well, and you would hope that you grow and you go into a positive way. We know people that have grown and gone downhill with hate and negativity, racism, sexism.
Yeah, and it's I think things change a lot when you have kids.
Yeah,
and you just see what's happening, and it's like, look, I've been in snowboarding now for, you know, getting paid to do this for over 30 years, and it's, there have been people with controversial opinions over the years.
Yeah,
but never to the point has the industry been pushed to have to make a call like this.
Yeah, and I think we're all informed enough now. There's no feigning naivete.
And there's no hiding.
And there's no hiding. And, you know, I think the reason we've come to this point is because of leniency and because of giving people the benefit of the doubt. Like, mm-hmm. if you took the time to post something or say something in on video or whatever on a freaking podcast, that you are held accountable.
Totally.
Because this is the culture we're in now. The media landscape is immediate, and I am with you. I've made a million mistakes. I've said the dumbest shit for a long time. I'm by no means perfect, but you know, if you say something, you know it's wrong, and you apologize, and it happened to Drew Brees. I mean, the guy who is currently in the White House has said you can legally rape women if you're mm-hmm. famous, basically. Mm-hmm. Grab them by the pussy,
mm-hmm.
and he became the president.
Mm-hmm.
So you can say things, you can make mistakes, you can be hideous at a time in your life, and you can come back from it if you've learned. And I'm not making excuses for anyone. There's inexcusable things happening daily, mm-hmm. minute by the minute. But
When you put it on Instagram, like I said, and a lot of people will argue, well, it's freedom of speech, but look,
it's not freedom of hate speech.
Public Enemy said it a long time ago. Freedom of speech, just watch what you say, because you will be held, especially now. You cannot hide on social media.
No.
You say shit, Guess what?
Give you screenshot.
Someone screenshotted that shit, and it will come back to haunt you. It's, you know, I was caught up in some bullshit after the 2014 Olympics with some stuff like that. I'm not going to go into that because I don't want it to bring that shit back up again. But I was very disappointed in somebody.
Was it? It wasn't about the penis in the snow.
No,
that's awesome.
That was. No, I'm not even going to go into that. I'm not, that was.
Should I not have brought that up?
No, that was actually really funny.
Snow penises are great. They're no great. One gets hurt by that.
That was. There was. It was a piece of anatomy. No, this is just some other shit on social media that, yeah. that a lot of people know about. But I'm not even going to. I'm not even going to. You know, glorify that.
Put a button on this.
Okay, what I'm going to say is that I think that the brands have done the right thing.
Yeah,
I think that. It's time for the industry of snowboarding and skateboarding and surfing to come correct and and really take a hard look at itself.
And you know what? Say whatever you want to say, but know that if you cross the line, there are ramifications.
Right.
You will be called on it. That's where and how we're living, and I'm fine with that.
Done deal. And in other more uplifting snowboard news, we talked to Brock Crouch, Red Girard, and we also talked to Luke Winkleman, who they're all heading up to Mount Hood to do some snowboarding.
I was there at Dew Tour Big Snowshoe.
But it's cool just to see people making a move towards going snowboarding again and what that, I don't know, it's just the small things.
Right.
Like New Zealand announced that, you know, obviously New Zealand has done the you know, COVID-19 thing the right way. There's zero cases in the country and they're opening up all their skiers. We can't go there.
Right.
But
we don't deserve to go there.
It's just cool to see people doing that.
Right. Agreed.
Some form of normalcy in the snow industry is great.
Yeah. And you know what? I love you, Todd.
Love you too, Chris.
I'm going to keep it at that.
Can we do nerd news?
Nerd news is brought to you by Panikin Coffee and Tea. I want to start nerd news off.
I get bigger news.
With this is cool.
What?
Kentucky isn't the first place you think of when you think of woke culture, but think again.
What?
Because Kentucky is home to two tattoo artists.
Paul Zitzer.
Jeremiah Swift and Ryan King at Gallery X Art Collective. They are offering free tattoo cover-up appointments for racist tattoos.
Whoa.
Let's say when you're a teenager and you thought it was funny to get a Confederate flag or... worse yet, a freaking swastika or something on your body,
mm-hmm.
and you have woken up from your stupidity slumber,
mm-hmm.
and you come to your senses.
Controversial topic
alert.
Get that
shit covered up. So that's something cool happening in
that's
Kentucky.
Way cool.
And I got love for Kentucky. You remember that wave that Ben Gravy surfed there?
I remember.
That was probably the coolest river wave I've ever seen.
I remember Paul Zitzer. He's from Louisville.
And I remember Paul Zitzer from this morning posting his sick air.
He was pretty sick. He could have touched his ramp. Knee, but whatever. hey, in other news, in giant nerd
Much
news.
Much love, Kentucky.
The PlayStation 5 was announced last week.
Oh, so my PlayStation 2 is irrelevant?
Yeah, you're irrelevant. You're not even on the same level, but I'm just... It
doesn't even connect to the internet.
I'm a mad gamer.
Yeah, you are.
Mad nighttime gamer. I'm not really into, you know.
You're a master gamer.
I'm a master gamer. But anyways, PlayStation 5 has been announced. It's pretty sick.
I like the design.
It's really cool design.
Yeah.
It looks kind of like an air freshener.
Yeah. Glade.
And other crazy gaming news. The best video game sequel. Oh, no. The best video game, in my opinion, the best video game of all time called The Last of Us gets its sequel this Friday.
Okay.
And it's basically like playing the craziest movie you've ever seen, watched.
Really?
It's like the blurring of cinema and gameplay.
Okay.
Okay? And that comes out on Friday, Last of Us 2. I'm very excited about that. Chris, I'm very excited about it.
I got it. Keep going.
No, that's all I have. There's other stuff.
What do you got?
I don't know.
Oh, I got stuff.
What?
A group of motocross legends joined together to race in the 2018 Motocross Nations for Puerto Rico. So,
oh, I saw this.
This is a new documentary. Very it's cool. on ESPN2.
To raise money after the hurricane. Correct?
Yeah. Ricky Johnson, Travis Pastrana, Ryan Stipes, Kevin Windham. It's a rad documentary, basically the rebuilding of Puerto Rico after the devastation.
Through moto.
Yeah. Very cool. And... Oh, here we go. I got some. This is Roman Cote, age 8, talking about a brand new video game, a new golf game. Roman, how is the golf game? Tell me about it. Golfer's body flies into the hole. What's the game called? What's the game called?
It's called What the Golf.
What the Golf.
What
and
the Golf?
Give it on a scale of 1 to 10, what do you give this game?
I'm going to give it a 10.
A 10.
I love it.
Wow.
Awesome. He loves it. All right. What the Golf is Roman recommended. Quickly, London, give me your take on what happened in Fortnite today. Apparently there were some big Fortnite happenings, correct?
Yeah, there was a big live event that people were really excited to see. Basically, where this guy named Midas was going to destroy the big thing in the middle of the island. But it didn't turn out how people expected it, because after the event happened, nothing really changed, and people were kind of mad because they didn't get anything besides
Okay. Wow. Thank you for clearing that up. All right.
Thanks. Make sure your dad gets you.
Love you.
Lost of Us 2.
Todd's saying, what game?
Lost. They can't play that
game.
It's very
love
mature.
You guys. I love those gamer reviews, guys. I don't know them, but I love them.
I don't know those guys.
Yeah, so something big happened in Fortnite, but it wasn't big.
Mm.
And with that, let's move on to questions. Questions are brought to you by Beneath Apparel, the best underpants in the business. Why are Todd and I talking to each other so comfortably? It's because our junk's taken care
That's
of.
That's right. I'm not constricted by
Use
my
the
underwear.
Code Monday on the Beneath website. BN3TH Apparel.
Oh, we had
we got some questions. You've got questions. We've got
I
answers.
I had a
Let's
question.
Do these
I was
quick.
Just looking at one of my first question. It seemed to already be answered.
Yep.
Go ahead. What do you have?
I got a question from Afghan Surf Champ. Afghan Surf Champ sent me a really cool video. I actually posted it on my story today. That's my friend on the Afghanistan national surf team. His name is Afridun. You should follow him on Instagram.
Rad.
He absolutely rules. Most positive, just best dude. Follow him. His Instagram is AFRIDUN25. Afridun, a positive force of nature. Go ahead, Todd. Are you on the Monday Mass Instagram?
I'm trying to get there.
Jeez.
Trying to get there.
I thought we had a question from
here we go.
Adam at Zart, but it's a comment. He said he sent some stickers.
Huh. Dude, have you seen Adam's, what he's sending us? The stickers he's sending us?
Can't wait.
Dude, it's that Tyrannosaurus Rex skull.
Sick.
They're so sick. Hey, guys. This is from Rob Royal. It says, are these not going on YouTube anymore? I didn't see them up last week on YouTube.
Good point. Well, we will have an announcement on that soon.
Very soon.
For now, just stay tuned. Listen with your ears and your heart, and then eventually you can listen with your eyes and your mouth.
How do you listen with
what?
Your eyes?
That didn't mean.
That was that's one question. Actually, a bunch of the questions that came in for me was, what is the deal with Nicholas Mueller and...
Which we explained.
We explained.
Yeah.
So,
and the Tom Curran thing, which I got.
That was
explained.
Like 6 questions based on Nicholas Mueller. So that was.
He's pissed a lot of people off.
He has pissed people off. Yeah. Yeah. So that's what I had for questions.
Got some great reviews from last week's show with Sal.
Yeah.
And,
I thought that was great. You know, I thought it was lucky we got Sal on the phone.
Oh, yeah.
Because I know he's busy as all get out.
Yeah. And that was a day that he didn't take his bonus sleep. He only does one bonus sleep day a week.
What's a bonus sleep?
That's when Sal sleeps in.
Really?
And then he makes a video about sleeping in.
Do you take a bonus sleep?
Boner sleep. Have you ever done one of those? Take a Viagra and then try to sleep. no, but we were always stoked to talk to Sal, especially right now. He's become an incredible leader in this movement. And that brings us to any more questions that you have?
I can't find any. I don't really have any.
Wow, we thought we were popular.
But we had a lot, but they were all addressed and answered during the the podcast.
Wow, we must be forensic. Wait, what does it mean? We must be telepathic.
Forensic?
We must know the future.
We're forens.
Artistic.
Okay.
I love you, Todd. Thanks for coming to Monday Mass HQ.
Sure, it's cool to be back in person. I'll tell you that much.
And we'll be back next week. Thank you guys for listening. We know we kind of went deep and heavy, and those are just the times we're in. So there's no escape.
And congratulations to my son, who has now graduated from high school in the weirdest graduation ever, but they did the best they could at SDA here in Encinitas. So congrats to him. And yeah, there we go.
All right.
Oh, we've been invited. Oh, here's a question from Danny the Puto.
Okay.
He says, will you guys come over and skate my mini ramp when I'm done?
Absolutely.
And I said, yes.
That's that's the easiest question we've had ever.
Yeah.
Yes, Danny. Yes, we'll be there to skate.
We will come and skate your ramp.
We probably won't be there to help build.
No.
We would, but we just... Are you that type of person that will go help build?
No,
skate?
I do. I help people build.
I bring money.
Usually they come out wrong.
You don't want me building.
Do you remember when
we
built the mini ramp at your house when you used to live over off of Birmingham?
Oh my God,
how
best.
Weird that thing came out fucked up.
It was the best mini ramp ever. Vert mini ramp. 3-foot vert mini ramp.
That's
what I want to see.
Not intentionally.
So good. Loved that ramp. All right. Love you, Todd. Love all you for listening.
Peace out.
Support the sponsors and just be nice to each other.
Hear, hear.
Just be nice to each other. Bye.